Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So,
Happy New Year's, of course.
Well, thank you. And you may be the last to wish me Happy New Year. It's been a little while now, but always that's always welcome. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Look forward to a very exciting time here in Commerce. We'll have a program at Mount Moriah Baptist Church Sunday at 2:30, and former Provost Dr. Gary Peer will be our speaker for that, and a lot of political dignitaries, but more importantly, we're honoring so many individuals here in Commerce who are worthy of being honored in the spirit of Dr. King. And then, of course, on Monday night, we'll be over in Sulphur Springs speaking there at Morning Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. And our own Dr. Ray Keck will serve as the MC for that program. So it's an exciting time always here in East Texas honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
So an event on Sunday afternoon in Commerce.
Sunday afternoon in Commerce, 2:30 at Mount Moriah Baptist Church.
And the event's Monday in Sulphur Springs.
Sulphur Springs at Morning Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. So we have two major events honoring citizens here in the area.
Now, you mentioned some honors, some awards that at the Commerce event.
That is correct. What we do each year, John Mark, we have a committee and we look into our community and we select individuals that exemplify the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Mildred Pryor will be our educator of the year. We're honoring the Commerce High School football team for the work that they've done, and Coach Farrell and what he's done as well. And our mayor, Wyman William, will be inducted into the MLK Hall of Fame here, and as well as Deacon Harry Turner there at Mount Moriah Baptist Church. So it's just a fun opportunity to do this program.
Well, that's an interesting choice of the Tigers football team. They had what a turnaround they had. It exemplified that never give up spirit. They say Tigers never quit, and never was there a better example of that than this past season.
That is absolutely correct, and we're happy to do that. And Luis Perez, our Division II Heisman winner, will be honored as our student athlete of the year as well.
Wow, that is that's a nice honor for him to go with all the others for him. So that's that will be a big event. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Now, there's an organization I always identify you with, the university, and there's so many different hats that you wear, but what is the organization that you are?
Sure. It's called the Hunt and Hopkins County African American Leadership Conference.
Right.
And our mission has always been to be a positive voice in an all too often negative world.
Yeah, but that organization is part
it's
of
sponsored.
Of this
great.
As well. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, you were saying also at the Mount Moriah program on Sunday afternoon, the Commerce High School and Middle School choirs
are one of the things that we're doing this year, John Mark, and I really appreciate Steve Drummond at the high school, and of course our superintendent, Charlie Alderman, is that we're getting the young people from the high school and also from the middle school to join in with all the local churches that are providing music. And this just promises to be a great opportunity for these young people to be involved and participate in the singing.
And the choir program is pretty new, isn't it?
It's relatively new. I really applaud the work that Mr. Drummond is doing at the high school, and Dr. Shaniqua Miller over at the middle school as well. So these young people are coming out, John Mark, to help us, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, because when my kids were in high school, I know there was not a choir program, and that's now getting to be a few years, but I knew there wasn't one at that time.
I'm a huge proponent. As you know, I serve on the school board, and I really enjoy the honor of serving there. And the fine arts are important to me, whether it's band, whether it's choir, whatever. We want to give these young people here in Commerce an opportunity to display their talents and gifts.
Mm-hmm. And then now coming up not too far down the road is Black History Month.
Black History Month. Looking forward to a wonderful opportunity. The Texas Association of Black Personnel in Higher Education will be honoring individuals from here at A&M Commerce. And we're happy, of course, that Daryl Pease from our alumni office here. And then, of course, Charlie Alderman, who's the superintendent, but happens to be one of our alums as well. We're recognizing him as the outstanding alumni. So it just promises to be a great time here at the university.
Mm-hmm. What would if Dr. King was alive today, what would his thoughts be about the passing scene that is in front of us these days?
I think for the most part, he would continue to stress reconciliation, peace, oneness, unity, But more importantly, I think he would always say, and he stood on this ground, is that it doesn't matter who's in the political office, you work with those individuals, but also you make sure that you keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Val, good. How about some gingerbread hot chocolate?
It's okay, but I'd like the old standard. Oh, okay. Just old standard hot chocolate is fine with me.
We're trying to break in some new recipes here. We thought we'd try that one out on you.
That's fine.
Lavelle, thanks for sharing some time with us today. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.